Mussels in Lake Constance. Old residents and new invaders. Mussels are an integral part of Lake Constance. Native species such as the swan mussel or the thick-shelled river mussel have lived here for a long time. Mussels can live for more than 10 years. You can tell their age by the fine growth rings on their shells, similar to the rings of a tree. Mussels are efficient filter feeders. They filter plankton, algae, and microorganisms from the water, cleaning up to 40 liters per day. Today, however, our native species have become rare. They are strictly protected and must not be collected. Since the late 1960s, they have faced competition. The zebra mussel, originally from Eastern Europe, has spread rapidly throughout the lake. It is easy to recognize by its black and white striped shell. In the 2010s, two more species appeared. First came the Asian clam, introduced via the Rhine. It spread quickly, but has now almost disappeared again. Along the shoreline, you can still find large beds of empty shells. Then came the quagga mussel, and it remains a serious problem to this day. It reproduces in massive numbers and attaches itself to almost anything. Stones, boats, pipes, other mussels, even crayfish. In some places, up to 25,000 quagga mussels per square meter have been recorded. As a result, it gradually displaces other mussel species. And no, you cannot really eat them. There is hardly anything inside. As fishermen like to say, just shell in your mouth. Quite a lot going on in the lake, isn't it?